The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump will be on the ballot in every Super Tuesday state, including Colorado.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
The former president on today's Supreme Court ruling, which overturned a Colorado Supreme Court decision to remove him from the primary ballot in that state in an historic 14th Amendment case. Nikki Haley is going into Super Tuesday fresh off her first win in this past weekend's D.C. Republican primary. Jack Teixeira will spend 16 years in prison. The 22-year-old Massachusetts National Guard has been pleaded guilty today to posting highly classified military secrets on a social media platform that's popular with gamers. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are abandoning their merger. Jason Kelce calling it a career after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ABC News. The European Union has leveled an antitrust penalty against Apple, and it could take a big bite out of the company's core profits.
Apple has been ordered to pay nearly $2 billion for breaking the bloc's competition laws by unfairly favoring its own music streaming service over rivals. The EU found the tech giant banned app developers from being fully informed about alternative and cheaper music services. It's claimed Apple behaved this way for almost a decade, which meant many users paid significantly higher prices for music streaming subscriptions. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
After the FAA's six-week audit of Boeing and Spirit following the Alaska door plug incident, the FAA says there were multiple instances where the companies allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for any light rain, possibly mixed with snowflakes, ending by late evening, low 32. Sunshine developing tomorrow, still warmer than normal, high 51. And mostly clear and chilly tomorrow night with a low of 25. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy outside, and the winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 40 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Monday, March 4th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Kulatz, I am Tim Thede. Wildfire danger remains high in western Wisconsin after dozens of fires broke out across the state in the past week. 74 of the state's 138 reported wildfires have happened in just the past week, including 16 yesterday. As of March 3rd last year, the state had just seen 7 wildfires. Windy, warm, and dry conditions are creating dangerous fire weather, with nearly two-thirds of the state currently experiencing drought. Mobilizing the women's vote and reproductive rights were the focus of First Lady Jill Biden's latest appearance in Wisconsin Sunday. Biden spoke at the Waukesha County Expo Center on the last top stop of her Women's for Biden campaign tour. Also speaking at the event was Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Both Baldwin and President Joe Biden are running for re-election. On Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the Badger State with a stop in Madison. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse this weekend to meet with the Veterans Coalition Board. Some of the topics brought up included medical services, educational benefits, and travel pay for veterans. Van Orden said he supported measures such as medical marijuana and wanted to work to fix the VA's travel pay system. Van Orden also talked about legislation he was working on, including a bill that would expand medical treatment options for veterans. The search for a missing Two Rivers three-year-old is approaching its second week. This past weekend, Two Rivers police said they focused search efforts for Elijah View on rural areas in Manitowoc County. Crews from across Wisconsin, including the National Guard and FBI, helped with a ground search across the county, while the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources helped dive teams investigate Lake Michigan and West Twin River shorelines. Drones and dogs continued to follow up on tips. The FBI is also offering a reward of up to $15,000 for information that would lead to the location of the missing boy. You may have noticed the recent increase in gas prices. The average in Wisconsin rose 24.3 cents per gallon in the past week. The average today is $3.26 per gallon. This is 47.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 2 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said this is hardly surprising for this time of year. Thursday, Governor Tony Evers honored 7 individuals and 9 organizations as recipients of the 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards in a ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol. The recipients were honored for their efforts in helping Wisconsinites build their financial literacy and capability skills. Financial education gives people the tools they need to achieve their goals, expand their opportunities, and attain financial security for themselves and their families, said Governor Evers. These dedicated individuals and organizations are doing important work to help Wisconsinites become more financially secure and prepare for their futures, which is a critical part of strengthening the financial well-being of our entire state. The 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards honored recipients in one of 3 categories: individual, organization, or legacy. For providing exceptional financial literacy and capability education in an inclusive and innovative manner. The Legacy Award is given to an organization, business, or individual whose purpose and heritage is ingrained in sustaining financial literacy and capability efforts. This lifetime recognition is intended to be conferred only once to recipients. Area recipients of the 2023 Governor's Financial Literacy Awards include the legacy category, Peggy M. Olive, retired UW Extension, Richland County, and in the individual category, Palmer B. Schrader of Reedsburg Area Schools, Reedsburg. The recipients were selected by the Governor's Council on Financial Literacy and Capability from the nominations submitted for consideration. Criteria used to judge nominations include innovative implementation of an effective financial literacy and capability program or program element within the last 2 years, emphasis on financial inclusion, demonstrated measurable results, collaboration with partners, and scalability of the program design. Visit the Council's webpage at dfi.wi.gov to read a synopsis of the recipients of the efforts. The 77th annual Alice in Dairyland top candidates have been announced. The finalists are Sierra Essock, Halia Hensel, Katrina Hosley, Michaela King, Kylie Pagel, and Lauren Seemers. Over the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process that will allow them to showcase the communications and public relations skills required to be the 77th Alice in Dairyland. The finals are scheduled for May 2nd through the 4th in Door County. The 77th Alice in Dairyland will begin her term on July 8th. Registration begins today for the 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. The dates for this year's Mobile Pack are April 11th through the 13th at Truvent Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The 2024 Boscobel Mobile Pack will be packing more meals than ever. The packing schedule includes 7 shifts. Over 840 volunteers are needed to make this a successful event. To register, go to the direct link for the Boscobel Mobile Pack at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. A River Valley School District referendum informational session will be held tonight at 6 at the River Valley High School cafeteria. 2 capital referendum questions will appear on the April 2nd ballot. The first question includes renovations of the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact of taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just one or two, or both. All community members are urged to attend the public meeting tonight at 6 in the high school cafeteria to find out more. Information can also be found on the River Valley School District website at rvschools.org. Voters in the Kickapoo Area School District will see a referendum question on the ballot in April. The district is seeking a $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Kickapoo School District will hold a community information meeting on Wednesday from 6 to 7 at the Kickapoo Area High School Auditorium. Wisconsin residents are invited to walk, run, skate, scooter, cycle, or use a mobility device to compete in a 3.1-mile race. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Recreation Partnership Section Manager Melissa Van Landit says the Happy Little 5K, inspired by Bob Ross, is a virtual event, and you can run the race wherever you are between Earth Day and Arbor Day in April. You can sign up online at dnr.wi.gov. And today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Alan Batty of Laval. WRCL News Time is 5:12. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This week's auction includes their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday, including this Wednesday, starting at 11:30.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Avoca Bible Church, with burial to follow in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Linda Lou Ritten, 72, of Muscadet. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died February 26th. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at the Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse. Graveside services for Lisa will be held Friday at 2 at St. Anthony's Cemetery in Germantown. Following the graveside committal, a celebration of life will take place at St. Anthony's School from 3 until 6. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Reverend Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Reverend Peach was the pastor of the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church since 1988. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Reverend Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Friday from 4 to 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale, now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, we've been tracking some showers and thunderstorms across the region today. As of late afternoon, the heaviest thundershowers extended from far southeast Iowa up into northern Illinois, up toward the Beloit area into southeast Wisconsin, and moving away from us. But still some occasional showers can be expected around here this evening, maybe another 10th inch or a little bit more. Otherwise, cooler air filtering in as well. Tomorrow, though, into Wednesday and Thursday, we do expect some sunshine returning. Should be pretty nice overall for early March, with temperatures still running a good 10 degrees above normal. A new low-pressure system is forecast to pass south of our region Thursday night and Friday and could bring us precipitation, but there's a lot of uncertainty as to how heavy it will be and what form it will be, either rain or snow. So certainly keep an eye on things and check in here for updates. Otherwise, it is looking cooler for the upcoming weekend. A forecast for tonight, any light rain should be ending by late evening, possibly mixing with some snowflakes. Low temperature about 32. North wind around 10. Tomorrow, gradual clearing, still warmer than normal with a high of 51. North and northeast wind at 5 to 12. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s with a high of 51 degrees. Heading into Thursday, increasing clouds, low 27 with a high of 52. We have a good chance of rain coming in Thursday night, possibly mixed with some snow. Friday, breezy with rain likely, possibly mixed with snow early in the morning, then again in the evening. Low 35 with a high of 43. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, low 27, high 42. And Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet, low 24 degrees, high near 42. Have yourself a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 40 degrees after a daytime high of 52 and a morning low of 32. Yesterday, we set a record high, 75 degrees, and we did not receive any precipitation. Record high set back in 2000 is 67 degrees with a record low of 21 below set back in 2002. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:54 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:32. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.88. And we have received 15/100 inches of rain so far today. And there was even some hail reported in some areas. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Marquette guard Tyler Kolick will miss at least the final two games of the regular season as the 2023 Big East Player of the Year is recovering from an oblique injury. Kolick hurt his abdominal muscle during a 91-69 victory over Providence on Wednesday. The injury caused Kolick to miss Marquette's 89-75 loss at Creighton on Saturday. Kolick won't play Wednesday against number one UConn and Saturday at Xavier. He will be reevaluated before the start of next week's Big East tournament in New York. The Brewers battered Arizona yesterday in a spring training rematch of last season's wild card playoffs. 10-4 was the score. Shortstop Willie Adames and catching prospect Jefferson Cuero blasted home runs, and Cuero, Christian Yelich, Garrett Mitchell, and Christian Arroyo all had two hits apiece. The win improves Milwaukee's Cactus League record to 3-6. The Brewers get a rare day off today, then meet San Francisco tomorrow. Josh Donaldson says he's retiring after 13 years in which he made all three All-Star games and won a MVP award. The 38-year-old Donaldson announced his plans to former Major League first baseman Sean Casey during an appearance on the podcast The Mayor's Office. Donaldson is a free agent after splitting last season between the New York Yankees and Milwaukee Brewers. Donaldson was one of the game's top third baseman from 2013 through 17 while starting for the Oakland Athletics and Toronto Blue Jays. He won an MVP award with Toronto in 2015.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance. Also, a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issues that might arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Denver Broncos today told former Wisconsin Badger Russell Wilson they're going to release him next week, just 18 months after signing the quarterback to a five-year, $242 million contract extension. Wilson went 11-19 in Denver. He had an awful first season under Nathaniel Hackett, but bounced back last season under Sean Payton. However, Payton benched Wilson for the final two games of the season. Wilson is 35 years old, and he is entering his 13th NFL season in 2024. And Jason Kelce has retired after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. Kelce officially called it quits Monday at the Eagles' NovaCare complex. The 36-year-old ended a career in which he became not only one of the great centers of his era who played a key role in the franchise's lone Super Bowl championship, but a beloved Philly personality and popular podcast host. Kelce was a sixth-round pick in the 2011 draft. He ended his career by making 156 straight starts, and he earned his sixth All-Pro team selections. He said it was always a goal to play his whole career in one city. He played 193 regular season games for the Eagles. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
When that uh-oh moment or illness strikes, Gunderson Basketball's Urgent Care is here for you with new extended hours. Visit us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for those minor illnesses and injuries that just can't wait. Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics. We're bringing love plus medicine and extended urgent care hours to you. To learn more, visit GundersonHealth.org.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were higher Monday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering and technical buying, following through somewhat on last week's late reversal with early help from bean meal. Weather in South America looks favorable, but there is a wide range of estimates for Brazil. New USDA supply and demand estimates are out on Friday. May beans were up 3 3/4 at $11.55. July was 4 higher at $11.65 1/4. May bean meal was up $1.20 at $3.33.50, and May soybean oil was up 1 point at $45.17. Corn was modestly higher, watching development weather in Argentina and the planting and development conditions in Brazil. Taiwan bought 110,000 tons of old crop U.S. corn ahead of Monday's open. May was up 5 1/4 at $4.30, and July corn was 5 higher at $4.41 1/4. And wheat was up on short covering, technical buying, and the mostly lower trade in the dollar during the session. The complex bounced off the recent lows with an eye on winter wheat development weather. There is some much-needed rain in the forecast for the plains later this week. May Chicago was up 6 1/4 at $5.64. May Kansas City was 15 3/4 higher at $5.80 1/4. May Minneapolis was up 15 3/4 at $6.59 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on profit-taking ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grevner has more on that in just a moment. April live is down $1.77 at $186.67. June was $1.42 lower at $182.57. April feeders were down $2.25 at $255.75. And hogs ended the session mixed, adjusting spreads with some uncertainties about demand. April lean was $1.80 lower at $86.27. June was 7 cents higher at $102.12. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly commodity market update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting weekly commodity market update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Look for significant trade volume to be delayed until midweek or later. Box feed closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.02 at $306.30. Select closed 57 cents lower at $295.17. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, down 6,000 on the weekend, down more than 8,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.49 with a weighted average of 74.16. The Iowa Minnesota was up 37 cents. With a weighted average of 74.53, the Western Corn Belt was up 35 cents with a weighted average of 73.78. Pork values closed lower, down $1.63 at $92.32. And estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 27,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, everyone. This is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Some lawmakers remain optimistic a farm bill can be completed this year, despite the ongoing budget battle in Congress. House Ag Committee member Eric Sorensen says a budget solution must come first.
Every eyeball has been focused on this continuing resolution, getting the budgetary process done, and then working on the farm bill.
The current farm bill extension expires at the end of September. More news is next.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield market news on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
Ag transportation expert says he's concerned about the summertime shipment of ag goods along the Mississippi River, despite a recent rebound in water levels. Mike Steenhook is the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
The reality is, it's not going to require a prolonged period of dry conditions to all of a sudden see those water levels retreat a bit more.
An agronomist is concerned mild winter conditions could make soil compaction more of a problem this spring. Josh Johnston with AgriGold tells Brownfield the typical freeze-thaw cycle will not play out in many corn and soybean growing regions this year.
Even now, when the northern states, the soil is typically completely frozen, there's actually field work being done. So I would really monitor soil compaction if you need to do some type of spring tillage. Don't be scared to go out there and break up some of those compaction layers.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Keeping fields clean. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Corteva market development specialist Will Tubbs says weeds can rob corn of yield potential by stealing resources like sunlight, water, and nutrients. He tells Brownfield effective weed control can promote better yield potential, especially with a program approach. More after this on Brownfield.
Weeds rob you of yield potential, so rob them of the chance to grow with the powerful corn herbicide solutions from Corteva Agriscience. Weeds won't know what hit them, but you will, because you can count on proven top herbicides like Resicor, SureStart 2, or the new game-changing Cairo herbicide for effective and versatile control. These solutions each offer multiple modes of action and extended residual activity to help take down your most challenging broadleaves and grasses, including difficult resistant varieties like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. That way, you can spend less time worrying about these unwanted yield-robbing weeds and have more time to power on with your day. Build a customized corn weed control program that fits your acres at poweroverweeds.com. That's poweroverweeds.com.
Agroscience Market Development Specialist Will Tubbs says weeds compete with corn by stealing sunlight, water, and nutrients.
And that's especially problematic when we get into the springtime and I see a young corn crop out there with weeds that might even be taller than the corn seedlings we have just starting to sprout out of the ground. That's something that really concerns me, because that's giving a head start to some of those weeds that are really trying to outcompete that small itty-bitty corn crop that can sometimes look a little tough in the beginning of the season to begin with.
Tubbs covers southern Iowa and tells Brownfield water hemp is probably the most competitive weed farmers deal with.
So if we think about water hemp as an example, you know, I recall an article from Iowa State University Extension that came out talking about how water hemp can reduce corn yield anywhere from 5 to 20%, depending on the weed density and the height and many other factors, of course. But that's a pretty significant range. So if I look at, let's just say we took an average of 200 bushel per acre corn, what does that 5 to 20% look like? You know, that's 10 to 40 bushels per acre.
Tubbs recommends a system approach to controlling troublesome weeds like water hemp.
And that can mean starting clean with maybe a burn down herbicide application. Maybe it's even a fall burn down application to take care of some of those winter weed species. Or maybe that could mean a tillage pass just before we go in and actually plant that crop. And then coming back, you know, what we call our pre-emerge herbicide pass, you know, maybe the crop is already in the ground, but it hasn't emerged yet, trying to load some residual potentially so we can keep weeds from emerging as long as possible. And then once the crop is up and we do run out of residual eventually, you know, we come back with some sort of overlapping residual. So, you know, I'm talking about potentially four different application timings just for one crop in some severe cases. So this it's a great program approach, in my opinion. You know, think about something like our Resicor brands herbicides from Corteva, following that up, or using a Resicor brand herbicide as our pre-emerge herbicide and coming back maybe post-emerge with something different like our Cairo herbicide. Two very effective products with multiple effective modes of action, both in taking out the weeds that have emerged at the time and then layering some residual to keep weeds from germinating later on in the season as well.
Visit Corteva.us/profit to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Alvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-79-80 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
It's here, the annual spring filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscoville. Take up to 65% off list price now through the 15th. On legendary Napa Gold filters, air filters, fuel filters, you name it, filters for your car, truck, lawnmower, tractor, heavy equipment, and so much more. With prices this low, everyone can have a filter, especially those that have no filter. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscoville.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
100.9 WRCO. Do you love the rain? Does it make you dance when you jump with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you. Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love. Been 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love.
Dan Shay featuring Justin Bieber with 10,000 hours on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here just for a little while longer. Then I'll be back again tomorrow and be bringing you the news at noon. And I'm hoping you're having a great day, and want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. Turned out to be kind of a dreary, rainy one today, but we do need the rain because conditions are dry, and we did receive 15/100ths of an inch of rain today, so much needed rain. Not quite enough, though, to get us back into or we're getting rid of the dry conditions, but at least it was nice to see it as well. Right now, the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge is at 41 degrees with the winds out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour at 548. And just wanted to pass along some information before I head out in a bit here. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a set of keys with a black lanyard and a Ram key fob. A reward will be offered if found. Give a call to 608-604-3650 if you find these keys. Also found, two pit bulls were seen running around on County Q outside Richland Center. The person that saw them was unable to get them to get it so they would be in safety so you could come and get it from them. But anyways, the dogs were last seen running in that location at around 12:50 today. So if you're looking for two pit bulls, that might be a good starting point to look from at County Q and just go from there. So just wanted to pass that information along. Also from the Lost and Found Department, lost a female pit bull. It's pit bull on the run day today. That female pit bull has no collar. The dog is in the Casanova area. That's where the dog was lost at. If you find this dog, give a call to 608-415-3534. And just wanted to let you know that Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway N between County Highway G and State Highway 23 is closed through April 19th to replace the bridge over Sugar Grove Creek. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, if you're looking for some dinner plans for tomorrow, there's going to be the Spring Green Lions Club. That's what I meant to mention to you. The Spring Green Lions Club annual spaghetti dinner will be held tomorrow at Arthur's Supper Club from 4:30 till 7:30. The menu includes spaghetti and meat sauce, vegetarian option available, French bread and coleslaw, dine-in beverages included. Cost is adults $10 in advance or $11 at the door. Children K through 8, $6 in advance or $7 at the door. Get your tickets in advance from Alliance Club member, Pamela's Fine Jewelry, or Arthur's Supper Club. Dine-in and drive-through is available. Coming up next, we have Billy Joe Jones with Right Now Kind of Girl.
Waiting didn't take so long. They say absence makes a lonely heart grow strong. I don't buy it, that ain't my way. I wish everything I'm waiting on happened yesterday. And I don't play games, cause I ain't good at losing. I don't just fine. Hey, let's get down to business. No more wasting time. I'm always in a hurry, and that suits me just fine. And I don't play games, cause I ain't good at losing. I don't waste time.
been a hell of a week, been counting every minute. I know what's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset, sunrise tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. You got me drunk on your love. We're making every letter. If you gon' kiss me like you kiss me, make it last forever. Cause you're the king size I wanna be on. Everything about you, baby's turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed. Make it last like it's the last time tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again. Let the midnight go where it's gonna go. Let the candlelight shadows put on a show. Talking sunset, sunrise tonight. I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again.
shot, but it ain't gonna take all the memories I've got.